This is Dave from the Imagination Movers. You can watch our show weekday mornings on Disney Junior and check out our music on iTunes. We're currently on a tour traveling to a city near you. Check out our website, imaginationmovers.com, to find out when we'll be in your area. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you are listening to Night Light Stories.
Hello, and welcome to episode 32 of the Night Light Stories podcast, recorded on March 13th, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. This episode is a special St. Patrick's Day flashlight episode. A flashlight episode means that it's just a little bit shorter than our other stories, but we think you'll find it just as illuminating. We want to send out a special thanks to Mover Dave of the Imagination Movers for recording a bumper for us. Did you know they have a song called Luck of the Irish, and it has a St. Paddy's Day theme as well? It's sure to get your wee ones up and dancing a jig, just like a leprechaun. Speaking of leprechauns, have you ever tried to trap one? If so, send us a picture of your clever trap to nightlightstories@gmail.com or post it on our Facebook page. As you listen to this story, consider the following. What's the best way to show someone that you're listening to them? The Leprechaun Trap by Chris and Melissa Bouguet.
Shaking shamrocks, I told you so. I knew it was a trap all along. How are we ever going to get out of here?
Well, maybe we could...
Blimey, this is just our luck. We need to get out of here before the top of the morning. You know two wee ones live here. You know they never sleep past sunrise for Patty's sake. If we don't get out of here before they see us, they'll make us take them to their pots of gold. Oh, won't their little Irish eyes be smiling when they see the likes of us? Quick, see if you can find a way out of this here trap.
Well, we could just...
Oh, boy! Oh, these walls are built from those plastic interlocking bricks. These blasted things are impossible to dismantle and escape from. Why, this here trap is quite the clever design. I bet you a shiny gold bullion that these kids had help.
You know, maybe if we...
Ah, creeping clovers. See here? There's a color pattern. Red brick, yellow brick, green brick. Oh, green brick, nice touch. That's the handiwork of a grown-up for sure it is. Blarney stones, this is clever. We should have known when we saw the sign by the ladder that read, gold up here, that this was a trap. Who'd be putting a sign pointing to their gold? Then who leaves a pile of gold sitting out in the middle of a field of green like that? No one, that's who. We should have known it weren't gold. We should have known it were marshmallows painted to look like gold. We should have tested the ground before stepping off the ladder. But blasted, we just couldn't resist those shiny nuggets sitting there tempting us. Then one step and down we fell. Did you see how we came crashing down? Well, of course you did. You were there with me. That were a brilliant touch indeed. Well, don't just stand there. Help me think of ways to get out of here.
Well, I think I
Hang on there. Let me think here, laddie. Oh, I know what to do. We could pop through these here windows. Yes, yes. Here, let's try to push. On the count of three, are you with me, lad? One, two, three. God, it's no use.
You know what we could try?
Just one second there, me bucko. Here, turn around and hunker down. I'm just gonna climb onto your back and stand on your shoulders. Come on over here. Aha, let me just get up here there now. If I could just reach to the top, I might be able to be grabbing the rim. Jiggity jigs, my arms aren't long enough. Well, that won't work. Can you think of anything else to try?
Okay, my idea is...
Ah, great raggedy rainbows, I got it! Now that's me using me noggin for sure. Quick, start stacking the marshmallows. We can use them like steps. I'll just put this one here, and then you put that one there, and then I'll put this one on top of here, and presto! We've got ourselves a makeshift staircase. May the wind always be at me back, eh, bucko? Here it goes!
You know, if we just...
Oh, Danny boy, these marshmallows are too squishy. Even with your help, I won't make it up to the top. Well, that's it. We're done for. I'm all out of ideas. I suppose the best we can do is be hoping these kitties blink when they see us, because we're stuck here, me laddie, until they let us out. I'm just gonna sit here and await me fate.
Or, like I've been trying to tell you, we could just snap our fingers and teleport out of here. After all, we are magic.
We hope you enjoyed the story. We'd like to send out bright birthday wishes to Karen L. of Massachusetts, Krista S. of Massachusetts, Dawn F. of Texas, Sally D. of Virginia, Lila C. of New York, Tim C. of New York, and Juniper C. of New York. We hope your day sparkled. We'd also like to thank those of you who have been leaving 5-star reviews on iTunes, like Becca Mack, who wrote, "My 4 and 5-year-old kids love this podcast. It is the first thing they ask for when they get in the car. It has even inspired them to make up some of their own stories. Thanks for sharing, and we're glad we can help light up their imaginations. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together."